Come in. Ah, Cadet Bryce. Thank you for coming. Have a seat.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Reverend Palmer. As you can guess, I'm very nervous.
You're no different than any other groom. I find it best when giving advice to know something about a person's history. Could you recount it, just briefly?
Yes, sir. My upbringing was mixed. My parents clearly loved me, but the values they were instilling in me never sat right. I tried to adopt them, but it just felt wrong. Finally, in high school, with the help of my history teacher, I really started to understand and change. The Air Force also helped. Why General Draper would take me under his wing to this day, I don't understand, but he did. He showed me the way out of my private hell.
You are very lucky to have run into that family. I have personal experience with your future father-in-law. Never encountered anyone with as big a heart.
Oh? How did you meet him?
The first time? On the streets of Louisville. I tried to kill him.
What? Why?
Because I was an angry young hoodlum who hated the world. Dr. Borealis became the unfortunate focus of that hatred. But in only a few words, he showed me the error of my ways. Something I actually knew, but he rubbed my nose in it.
Sounds very similar to my story.
So, how did you meet your fiancé?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I grew up with her, but once I got to middle school, we didn't run into each other anymore. Didn't see Corona again until my junior year at the academy. When she and her father came to visit the general, I was simply walking past the administrative building when I saw her. I froze. I don't know, she looked different than she did 15 years ago. I guess, well, General Draper had told me to look for the spark of life in everyone I meet. It was hard at first, but after a while it became second nature. When I suddenly saw Corona and looked for the spark of life, I saw something more. I couldn't help but stare. She looked at me and her face brightened.
Larry, is that you?
I want to apologize for how I used to treat you. I was young and...
Oh, don't worry about that. We were just kids. We both matured, especially you. My cousin mentioned you.
Your cousin? You mean... Oh, that's right. He did mention that. I didn't understand what was going on inside me. It was like seeing her for the first time.
Well, I can't speak for myself, but I have heard the same from others.
I know you can never really prepare yourself for marriage. I was just hoping for some general advice.
Best I can tell you is to love her. If you both put the needs of the other ahead of your own, nothing in the world will ever tear you apart. Your pups will need that. Speaking of which, you two got DNA tests?
Right after we got engaged. I was ready for bad news, but it turns out that we're within the leeway for hybrids. So we're hoping.
I wish you two the best of luck. But remember, there are lots of adoptable kids who need loving parents.
We already have that as a backup.
Ah, the prelude music has begun. I must go and pray before the ceremony.
Yeah, so do I.
Good blessings.
Thank you, sir.
Relax, Papa. I'm the one getting married, not you.
Good luck getting me not to be nervous, Princess. It was the biggest day of my life when it happened to me. I expect it will be the same for you. I'm still thinking back to the day you told me you wanted to date Larry, the very person who bullied you as a child.
He has changed, Papa. You would not believe how often he apologized for his behavior, even though it was never needed in the first place.
Oh, I can tell he's not the same Dalmatian who came crying to our door with his mother. And I know you can take him on if it came to it, despite his Air Force training.
Doubt it. I need it, Papa. He just needs someone to help him keep going. When he feels like giving up, I know I can do that.
I know you can too, sweetheart. Here we go. Are you ready?
No one's ever ready, Papa.
True. True. I knew this day would come. Corona did, of course, face a lot of hardships growing up because of her mixed parentage, but she handled it like the champ she is. She never went on dates because nobody wanted the stigma of dating a half-breed. Even the university, while more tolerant, did not give her any real opportunities to interact with potential mates. We actually arranged a few trips to some hybrid colonies that were holding meetups for young hybrids. But again, nothing clicked. None of that bothered her. Yet, when we went to visit her cousin Dipper at the Air Force Academy, well, I wasn't there when she found Larry, and I never once thought her choice would be him. Not that I mind. Dipper told me a lot of what Larry has been up to. His struggles, his victories, and Dipper sounds so proud when he speaks of him. So, when Larry came to me asking for her hand in marriage, well, I was shocked at first, considering how often things didn't work out before, but the look on my daughter's face when he asked made my decision very easy. He knelt down and presented the ring to her, and she cried. Then came the planning. That was oddly hard for me because I felt like I was going to lose her. I kept reminding herself that, no, I was gaining a son.
Who gives this bride to this groom in marriage?
Her mother and I do. I gave her hand to Larry. Welcome to the family, son. I returned to the pews to sit by Sarah, and I reached up to wipe the tears from my eyes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of family and friends.
I'm so proud of you, Star. She's going to be a wonderful wife.
She had an incredible example to follow.
Star, I'm the one who is supposed to cry. Are you all right?
I'll live, Sarah. And in the love of God. I'll live.
Into this holy estate, these two persons present come now to be joined.